Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Rowdy Roddy Piper.
We need more bagpipes
Let's
in our life.
Go.
It is Wrestling Wednesday. Jordan Schultz has loaded up all of the wrestling music for today. Thank you, doing the Lord's work. All right, I saw this story come across the line this morning, and at first I rolled my eyes, and then I started digging into this, and I said, oh, does she consider it?
Mm.
TMZ had this morning a story pop up that Caitlin Clark has a $5 million offer from the Big Three League to play three-on-three basketball. And I remember Ice Cube's league. And Ice Cube said, we intended to offer the offer to remain private while Caitlin Clark plays for the championship, but I won't deny what's now already out there. Big Three made a historic offer to Caitlin Clark. Why wouldn't we? Caitlin is a generational athlete who can achieve tremendous success in the Big Three. And on the surface, I just rolled my eyes and I was like, come on. Like, all right, you want us to care about the Big Three, which I forgot was still around. Hand up. Did not realize it was still around.
They come here even.
Did they this past summer?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Hey, all right.
There you go.
But a $5 million offer to play in the Big Three, I just went, okay, why would she play in the Big Three where you got a bunch of washed up athletes, the NBA players, and guys who never made it to the NBA, when you could play the highest level of your own sport?
Because she'd make 2,000% more money.
The $5 million offer, that's where I started digging in. The Supermax in the WNBA is $241,000 mm-hmm. a year. The salary cap in the WNBA is $1.4 million mm-hmm. for a team.
Mm-hmm.
$1.4 million. You think of the women's professional basketball players that are more household names. Breonna Stewart,
mm-hmm.
Stewie, the most dominant player in league. I think she averaged like 30 points a game. She makes $205,000 a year playing in the WNBA.
Yeah.
Asia Wilson, Kelsey Plum, Sabrina Ionescu, $200,000 a year
mm-hmm.
playing in the WNBA. $5 million is, I mean, exponentially
more
money.
More than she'd probably make in her career in the WNBA.
But the question is it worth not playing in the WNBA? Because the Big Three, that cycle's over the summer
mm-hmm.
during the WNBA season. You can't do both.
No.
Is it a detriment to the growth of the WNBA if she were to accept that offer because the biggest name in women's basketball would not be playing the sport? So do you put your own financial gain, because she would still get endorsements, she would still make a lot of, and $5 million
mm-hmm.
is a lot of cash, to play in the Big Three. Do you put your own financial gain over the growth of the WNBA, which, again, she'll make like $200,000 in base salary in the WNBA, but her endorsements will still be through the roof?
I think it actually, if she went to the Big Three, it would help the growth of the WNBA.
You think it would?
And this is why. I think there would be actual pressure on the WNBA to actually raise the salary cap.
Yeah, because if people are bolting for
other avenues, they got to go, oh, we need to figure something out here. Now, there's this constant battle between, I hate the whole battle of the sexes thing, and should women be paid more, blah, blah, blah. You should be paid what you can generate.
Yeah, pay what you're worth.
That's where I'm at. Like, in the women's versus men department, perfect example, the national women's soccer team is significantly more successful than the men's by orders of magnitude that we cannot put into words.
In marketing and in actual performance,
on the field. Success. They should be paid more than the men, unequivocally. I don't think that should even come close. But they aren't, which doesn't make any sense to me.
I think we're equal now.
We're equal, but we're equal now. I genuinely believe they should be paid more. They're more successful.
Yeah.
It's I don't know what we're doing here. The WNBA is still a brand that does need to be subsidized. And even though the game is growing, it is not growing to the exponential amount that is discussed. The women's game is growing, and that is a good thing. It should be. There should be more outlets and avenues for women in the sports studio space, the sports marketing space, whether or not that's endorsement money for Caitlin Clark or for Angel Reese or for Cameron Brink, any of those NIL stars that are going to go to the WNBA, but also more opportunities for them on TV. The flip side of this is, when does the WNBA play?
In the summer.
When are ratings down for sports the most?
In the summer. Okay.
And they're never going to compete with the NBA.
Which is why they play in the summers, because inventory is needed.
Yes. And that is the issue. And it hasn't been so much of an inventory problem for like lack of access to it, because they are being broadcast on local and national media. How can they get the eyeballs from women's college basketball to the WNBA?
Yeah.
And if Caitlin Clark spurning the WNBA, going to the Big Three, can be something that goes, okay, we need to find a way to generate more eyeballs, to generate more buzz, to be behind things more, because it's very clear that our transcendent stars can drive eyeballs.
Yep.
I think it's a better move for both her and the game if she can do that.
Now, Ice Cube is saying, according to reports, that they would be able to play her WNBA schedule. But will the WNBA
allow it?
I mean, it's 10 games out of the year in this 3-on-3 league.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It is still during the WNBA season.
And also, you have to worry about insurance and her getting hurt and investing.
But here's one of the problems that this is why, you know, one of the reasons why Brittany Griner ended up in the Russian gulag is
because the money is huge in Russia.
She had to go, and most WNBA players have to go over to Europe in order to make ends meet. and to make sure that they are getting their worth and their value. Will the WNBA be like, yeah, you can play concurrently a Big Three schedule alongside ours? And he, like, even if it conflicts with her WNBA schedule, and the Big Three is like, no, you don't have to play in those, I guess, tournaments that they have, games.
Yeah.
Then you go out and you can play. Will the WNBA be okay with that? Because, look, why would they want to have her risk injury in their season when she's going to be their cash cow moving forward? And that is the interesting part for me in looking at all this is, can this be a way where both things can run side by side? Because as you said, it would be good for the WNBA to have her playing.
What's good for the goose is good for the gander in the sense of more eyes. And I've seen this discussion head towards the, they need to not put all their eggs in the Caitlin Clark basket. And I do agree with that, because if they go down the same path of the NBA, yeah, they're screwed. Because they need to develop ties to franchises, because the volatility of athletes, particularly in the female market, because it's not as a burgeoning market,
yep,
as there is on the men's side, you are setting yourself up for a massive recession if your stars fade away and you don't have that Michael Jordan-esque player fall in line.
And that's going to be the thing that women's college basketball has to look to. Like, mm-hmm, they have gone, and they've done a really good job of when they went from marketing Sabrina to finding, you know, whether it was Angel Reese last year, mm-hmm, and Caitlin Clark, we started to see that surge. Is it going to be Juju Watkins that they're going to?
I would almost assuredly
that they're going to try to go. But here's the thing: is that people want to see greatness.
Yes.
And the reason why Caitlin Clark really took off this year was because she reset the record books and the scoring
record across college basketball.
And that is what people are going to want to gravitate towards. Yeah. And obviously, the pizzazz that she plays with, mm-hmm, the style and the ability to shoot from deep, like, you can't just sit there and say, like, hey, we're going to find the next one down the line. That is going to be the next big challenge for women's college basketball. And then on the flip side of this, if she were to play in the Big Three, in the WNBA, and the Big Three do their handshake agreement, like, yeah, we'll let this happen. What happens if, and this is the thing, Caitlin Clark often doesn't defend the best scorer on the other team.
No, she's female Steph Curry.
And
she is.
That, in a 3-on-3 scenario,
can be a problem.
Former NBA players, mm-hmm, it could be a, yeah, big issue. And that could be to the detriment of the growth of, mm-hmm, of the game. And that's why I just, at the end of the day, I look at it and I say, I bet she just says, I appreciate the offer, maybe plays a couple of one-offs, and then she sticks to the WNBA schedule.
It would be interesting to see her do it.
It would be so fun.
Because we're not only just talking about her going to another league, we're talking about her playing with men.
Yeah.
And it becomes a new era battle of the sexes. Because I'm telling you right now, she's going to snatch some souls, dude, of some 40-year-old NBA players.
She can fill it up.
She can hang.
And quickly, to add to Danny's point, too, the, yeah, viewership of the Big Three last summer, right around 480, 500,000 a game. The WNBA Finals, right around 480, 500,000 a game. So it's funny that you, yep, see leagues that are similar sizes, mm-hmm, one with a lot of private equity cash coming, yep, in from maybe not everybody liking Kanye, but he injected a bunch of money in the league, the likes of those very rich dudes that can offer a very, very popular player, mm-hmm, $5 million. I do think that's going to force the NBA with, once again, very similar viewership to start coughing up the money. It's not going to come from NBA players. It's going to come from the owners or get Ice Cube to buy a WNBA team. I don't know. Maybe that route's the way to go.
Yep, I this is going to be fascinating to see, but we're here at the point where we finally have that crossover women's basketball star translate to attracting the attention of, even if it is the Big Three, $5 million payday, man. $5 million
payday.
She's not
making that in her career.
That's tough.
I mean, let's extract
outside
like this.
Outside of endorsements.
As I'm saying,
endorsements, she's probably making $5 million this year in,
yes,
endorsements.
I think almost 10, actually.
But
the
again,
I saw.
I'm talking about salary from the WNBA. At the highest levels, at $250,000 a year, she'd have to play 20 years. Just think about that.
Diana Taurasi.
She makes that like that.
Yeah. That's crazy. It's an interesting thought exercise, though, and Ice Cube is ponying up the money. It'll be fascinating to see where Caitlin Clark goes, because if the WNBA and the Indiana Fever, I think they have the number one overall pick.
Yes. They're going to have Tyrese Halliburton and Caitlin Clark in Indiana. Fun time to be an Indiana basketball fan.
That's not bad at all.
No.
That's not all.
They already painted a mural. There's a mural where Tyrese Halliburton is on a wall. They already painted Caitlin Clark next to him.
Badass.
It's pretty cool.
That team, that organization, they invest the number one pick. That is the one that's supposed to take them over the top. There could be a very real thing where they say, no, we don't. Not during our season or this close to our season, because in the European leagues, they do play truly in the off season, which is a ton of miles on their legs too. You wonder why we have so many injuries in like the WNBA. You see, they're playing year round. They truly are playing year round. And you think of guys like Jokic, who doesn't touch a basketball for 3 months.
Yeah, because he's going to go deal with his horses.
It's quite wild. The disparity, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.